Hello and welcome to The Dish with Nancy Newcomer. I'm your host, Nancy Newcomer, and I'm broadcasting from my studio in Santa Barbara, California, and I certainly hope you're having a great day. Lots of stuff going on, that's for sure. Thanks to our friends over at Go Cleanse, bringing you the program if you're looking to get in shape for the summer or change your life. I don't want to be in shape just for the summer. How about in shape for life? Feeling good for life? Give Go Cleanse a call. 805-500-4644. 805-500-4644. There's a link on my Empower Radio homepage, also at nancynewcomer.com. You can be in touch with the coaches at Go Cleanse. We'll talk more about Go Cleanse in just a few minutes. Hope you had a great weekend and really are enjoying the end of the school year if you've got kids in school as we approach summer graduations. Of course, Mother's Day just happened. We've got Father's Day, Memorial Day. Lots of graduations, milestones, birthdays, barbecues, and all of summer just ahead of us. So a lot going on, that's for sure. And those of you who listen to us on EmpowerRadio.com, you may have heard that there is a campaign going on. It's an Indiegogo campaign for funding for Empower Radio. What's really great about the network, and I'm so proud to be a part of it, it's inspiring people, helping people. It's positive talk radio, which is hard to find these days. So we appreciate all of you who have sought us out and have found us and are listening. We've got people listening in over 89 countries, all 50 states. Right on Empower Radio, the listenership's about 500,000, but it branches out from there because we have a lot of folks listening to us on iTunes, you know, subscribing, also TuneIn and Stitcher Radio, but iHeartRadio, and they have over 50 million listeners, so I know we pick up a few of them. But what's going on right now is they're wanting to update the studios and really, so we can bring you more programming and all of that. If you would like to check out the Indiegogo campaign, it's going through the end of May, and you can find out details at empowerradio.com. You can see a real cool video with my buddy Brent Carey, who founded the network. He did this, started in 2009, but really, I guess it all started when Brent had an idea and he scribbled it on a napkin in 2007. I don't know if he tucked it away for a while, but 2 years later, he launched the network, and here we all are. And so many great hosts and shows and programming all available to you. And if you'd like to contribute, it can be a most modest amount or a larger amount, whatever you are capable of and feel comfortable with. We'd certainly love to see you be a part of the Indiegogo campaign. And there's some fun incentive prizes too. In fact, you can also get... there's all kinds of coaching and different fun things from the various hosts on Empower Radio. And if you're into the cooking and the recipes and all that stuff, you'll get a copy, if you want one, of my new e-cookbook. I say new. It's not really that new. It came out about a year and a half ago, but it's the best of Back to the Kitchen soups and salads and some of my favorite recipes, actually the most favorite recipes on the blog from those of you who do follow my food blog. Really picked up on the idea of what's popular and what's not popular. These are the best recipes, some great homemade soups, great homemade salads, and a lot of the recipes you can use on the Go Cleanse program too, which is, it's actually very, very cool. Want to mention Go Cleanse, our sponsor here at The Dish with Nancy Newcomer. Always appreciate their support. I have done the Go Cleanse program for over a year now, and have taken off 50 pounds, and it's really changed my life. I have so much more energy, feel so good, and really, I just kind of, you know, a new lease on life, really, just feeling good. And a lot of folks who I know personally, and a lot of the listeners too, have been using the program, and it's just so wonderful to be able to have a group and have that support of people out there doing this together. And the coaching system with Go Cleanse is one of the best things about it, because you'll have a coach with you every step of the way, whether you want to be in contact via email or by phone or texting. You will have that support. And I always like to say thanks to my coach, Rita, who has helped me through lots of stuff because, you know, life happens, things come at you, but I've always been able to get into the program and keep on going. So I really encourage you to check it out. It is not a colon cleanse. It's not one of those juice cleanses. You are going to eat real food and drink protein shakes, high quality meals and shakes and products. And if you'd like to find out more, please give them a call. It's 805-500-4644. That's 805-500-4644. Or you can go to nancynewcomer.com. I've got a link there for you. Also, my homepage at Empower Radio has a link too for Go Cleanse. So check it out. And pop over to Empower Radio too to check out the Indiegogo campaign. So we want to support them in helping continue this particular network because it is really great. And I'm so proud to be a part of it. I'm sort of out of breath because I ran down my stairs. Let's just take a breather here. Okay, I kind of ran in here on the air like, okay, I'm actually getting in the car to take off to San Francisco and I'm trying to do a bunch of stuff, including my show, which, okay, I'm going to breathe. Okay, sometimes we just need to sit and breathe and be with our body here just to calm down. I have so many tracks going in my mind right now. I don't know about you, but there's so many things with the summer coming and family and travel and life changes, a lot of life changes going on. I think I want to save the life changes for another show. Okay. But today, guess what we're going to do? We're going to talk cocktails. How about that? A change of pace. We're going to have fun. We're going to get into the celebratory mood because I know many of you have events, celebrations, great things going on, and you like to have a little cocktail. You know, not everybody drinks all the time, but it's fun to have something special, especially if you're hosting a party or if you're going to a party. It's really wonderful to bring the fixings for a signature cocktail or some kind of special beverage, special refreshing libation, if you will. It makes it very, very fun. And I will say, if you are throwing a party, you know, we all do the beer and wine, and that's pretty easy. And sometimes people set out some hard liquor and let people mix their own drinks, which is all fine and good. But if you want to do it special, I've got some ideas for you. And it just depends on what you're into, who's coming to the party, what the theme is, or just kind of the vibe, or where you live, or any of that. Or, you know, really, what do you like to drink? What do your friends like to drink? So there are so many great choices. And, you know, there's cocktails that you can just mix up as you go, or there are things that you can make ahead of time or actually do in a big batch. It kind of makes it a little bit easier when you have it that way. It's also a great way to present something at a party. And with the summer comes all kinds of great fresh fruit and beautiful herbs and vegetables. And, you know, not everybody thinks about using herbs or vegetables in a cocktail, but, you know, there's some crazy stuff out there and interesting flavor blends and combinations that you can put together. And then traditional things too. So I don't know. I am always one that really likes to be inspired by the market and the farmer's market. And that's really how I approach cooking in general. So why not bring that concept to the idea of cocktails and libations? I think it's fun. And so I have a few ideas for you. Some of these are my own ideas and things that I have made. And then I've also done a little research, seeing some new ideas to get inspiration, because we always can see those great pictures of cocktails in magazines or on Pinterest or Instagram, any of that stuff, and go, oh, that looks so good. We're all drawn into that. So one of the things that is really fun to make, and I have to tell you, I didn't make it till about, probably about 4 years ago, and it was inspired by my sister. My sister has a walnut ranch up in Chico, California, out in the country, and they would do these annual parties that were pretty big, and she made this amazing sangria. And I'll never forget it. She had the sangria, and then she made this tres leches cake and all this stuff. She definitely had the Spanish and Mexican kind of theme going on. But what I really appreciated about my sister's sangria was the fruit she used. And it was all from her trees, because she's got a whole bunch of good stuff up there that she can just pick off the tree. Most of us either have to go to the market, farmer's market, but if you're lucky enough to have a tree, well, there's your inspiration right there. But she did a great sangria with the stone fruits like plums and peaches and all that stuff. And she did the red sangria. Now, you can also do the white sangria, and that's a whole different thing. But I took some time and developed my own sangria recipe and did a lot of taste testing, which is always fun. And it was actually featured a few years ago in Santa Barbara Dining and Destinations magazine. And I've been doing recipes for them, gosh, I think it's been about 4 years now. And this was one of the first recipes. And I really loved having them come in and take the photos, too, because that's always fun. But here's the recipe for my red sangria. And don't worry about writing this down. I just want you to kind of get the overall idea, because the recipe for my sangria is on my website at nancynewcomer.com. And it's pretty simple. And you can kind of, I don't know, you can dumb it down or fancy it up however you want to do it. But what I like to do is take 2 bottles of red table wine. And you can go, you don't want to go super cheap, but, just pick a table wine that you feel comfortable with. I also add a cup of Saint Germain liqueur, which is really beautiful, and it can get a little pricey, but it makes it taste so good. I add a 1/4 cup of Cointreau. If you want to do it a little bit more on the cheap, you can use triple sec instead. And this was a fun twist. I put 1/2 cup of pomegranate juice. Oh, it's so good. And then simple syrup. Now, just a little side note about simple syrup. A lot of you buy this at different liquor stores or BevMo or any of those kind of places, and it is just ridiculous to buy it, because all simple syrup is sugar and water. So it's equal parts sugar and water. So just boil some water and put some sugar in. I usually do, for this recipe, I use 1/4 to 1/2 cup of simple syrup. So, you just equal parts sugar and boiling water, dissolve, let it cool, do all that, and then you're good to go. So add the simple syrup and orange slices. Now, these are beautiful. They always look beautiful floating in there, and they sort of take on the color of the red wine. But sometimes after it's kind of marinated for a while, maybe the pith from the peel can make it a little bitter. So sometimes you might want to pull those out and put new ones in. But I'm kind of lazy and just leave them in. It always tastes pretty good to me. And then you just mix all this stuff together in a big pitcher or some kind of container. And it's beautiful when you serve it in a clear pitcher and see all the fruit floating around. Now, if you just use the oranges, it's gorgeous. But you can do the thing where you add the stone fruit. And I love that, especially with the summer, like the apricots and the plums and the peaches. And you really should use the firmer fruit, okay? And make sure it's slightly sweet, because if you get something that's not sweet, it really doesn't add much to it. People can play around. We have friends, and well, I've done this too, do the berry sangria, the blueberries, the raspberries, the strawberries, blackberries, all that good stuff. But the one thing I would say with that stuff is it's good to just muddle it up a little bit, because it releases that flavor into the liquid, and it's just so good. Cherries, another great idea. You do have to take some effort to pit the cherries. And by the way, I have a really good cherry pitter. You can get one of those at a kitchen shop. But if you're lazy, you can do frozen cherries or frozen peaches. But the whole point of it for me is using this fresh summer fruit. And it's really, really so great. Now, if you don't want to use the Saint Germain or the Cointreau, you can replace that with brandy. A lot of people do that. Okay, so that's an option. Now, if you'd like to do white sangria, I prefer using Sauvignon Blanc. A couple of bottles of Sauvignon Blanc. It's really great to add 1 cup of white grape juice into it as well. And the beautiful nectarines and peaches look great. green seedless grapes and cut them in half. Oh, they look so beautiful. And if you want, you can cut them in half and freeze them and then throw them into. You can add a little club soda. I also, you know, if the fruit isn't that sweet, of course, add the simple syrup. But that's really great. And I've never tried this, but a few people wrote in to me and said that they like to use melon, like cantaloupe or honeydew, which I think is pretty too. So the way to make it pretty is just to slice up the fruit in an attractive way. You can also use pears, anything. So the sangria, I don't know, that seems so summer. It's very, very California, but it's good anywhere. I think everybody loves wine. It doesn't matter where you live. So you go for it. Now, if you are looking for something a little stronger, there are a lot of other cocktails you can check out. And there's a cocktail that I invented. It was actually inspired by a drink I had at the Fog City Diner in San Francisco. And now I am spacing out on the name of the drink, but their drink had Campari and lime juice and ginger beer. And I thought it was very, very tasty, kind of light, which is fine. But if you want to jack that drink up just a little bit, well, I took the drink and I created something new. Okay, so which is what I do. I was inspired by that drink. This drink I call a Santa Barbara sunset because it really reminds me of some of the sunsets we have here in Santa Barbara. And actually a friend of mine told me, oh, that looks like a sunset. It's Nancy's Santa Barbara sunset. So that's what it's called. This was in the latest version or the latest release of Santa Barbara Dining and Destinations 2. And you can find it on my blog at nancynewcomer.com. The Nancy Santa Barbara sunset includes ice, a shot of Campari, which I don't know if you've ever tried, but it's a little bit on the bitter side. So if you like that bite, a Campari, it's great. So a shot of Campari. We have a shot of vodka. See, this is how I embellished it. A little bit of vodka. And then over the holidays, I use tangerine juice, but you can use blood orange juice, which is amazing. We did that a couple months ago. You could just use fresh squeezed orange juice too. So I recommend the blood orange or the orange juice for the summertime. About 2 ounces of that. And then a squeeze of fresh lime. And then about 3 to 4 ounces of ginger beer. Really, it's just, you know, you combine everything over ice and then you pour the ginger beer on top and you can garnish with a slice of lime. And it's just really, really beautiful. And it is so tasty. And everybody just likes it because you've got that sweet from the orange. But that Campari, ooh, it just gives it a little bit of zing and then the lime sets it off too. So again, you can find that on nancynewcomer.com, Nancy Santa Barbara Sunset. Now, I have been kind of snooping around at different recipes. And, you know, rather than rattle off all these ingredients, I just kind of want to give you the overall concept here because some of these drinks may be sort of a different twist on some traditional drinks that you've had. Margaritas. There are so many different margaritas. And I'm a lover of your basic lime margarita. But there are other margaritas that you can try. And by the way, I've got a couple of them on my blog too. I just got to tell you these real quick. The prickly pear margarita. And I have these plants growing in my backyard. So I make my own prickly pear juice. But you can buy that too. So that's an idea. The prickly pear margarita. Also, a cucumber cilantro margarita. Now, people have very strong feelings about cilantro. For some reason, some people say that it tastes like soap. Now, those are the people that don't like it. Now, for me, I don't know what that is, but I think we're genetically programmed to either like it or not. But this cucumber cilantro margarita is really, really great. And that's on my blog, too, at nancynewcomer.com. And I do have a mandarin margarita as well. So those are some fun ones. But when I was snooping around doing some research, I saw a watermelon margarita. Doesn't that sound good? And the basic idea is you've got the watermelon juice, which you can puree it and run it through a sieve, squeeze some fresh lime, use tequila and some mint thrown in. So it's, oh, that is pretty tasty. Another fun idea to throw into the mix with the cocktail thing, and I know a lot of you see this when you go out to nice bars or resorts or vacation or fine restaurants. There's all kinds of interesting cocktails. And I love when people use fresh herbs in their cocktails. And you know, if you have an herb garden growing or you just see bunches and bunches of herbs at the farmer's market, you want to try something, here's some great combinations. Now, I actually found a blog post that I really liked. It was on Shape Magazine's website, shape.com, 10 tasty herb cocktails. And I'm just going to share five of them with you just to run down what interesting combinations. It makes you think outside the box a little bit with your mixology. Pineapple basil cocktail. This really is a great combination, by the way. It's got gin, okay, pineapple juice, basil, and lime. Ooh, that sounds so tasty. Very refreshing. A fresh rosemary lemontini. I like this idea. You've got the vodka, some lemon juice, rosemary, and some simple syrup. They shake it, you know, over the ice and all that stuff. Oh, it makes it such a great twist on a regular lemon drop or a regular martini. Just fun and refreshing. This one I thought was really interesting. It's a pear and thyme fizz. You know, I always use thyme on my roast and my chicken and all that. Fun to use it in a cocktail. Fresh sprigs of thyme. This cocktail includes fresh, ripe pears, apple juice, thyme, Grand Marnier, and some sparkling wine. Ooh, that sounds so good. I like that. Now, have you heard of the Gin Lime Ricky? Well, listen to this. Gin Lime Ricky with cilantro. I love this. Cilantro, club soda, a little bit of sugar, lime juice, and gin. That sounds so refreshing to me. And I think this is one of my favorites. It's very visual. You can serve it up in a mason jar if you like. It's the blueberry lavender lemonade with fresh lavender sprigs, blueberries, lemon juice, vodka, and agave nectar. Oh, I like that combination. That sounds so good. So if you want to pick up some of those recipes, plus five more, those are on shape.com, 10 tasty herb cocktails. So that's kind of fun. Then if you want to do something really simple, but, you know, put a little bit of effort into it, Bellinis. Now, Bellinis are typically, oh, I always see the peach Bellini with peach juice and champagne or Prosecco. This is a sour cherry Bellini. And what I like about this is you can use the fresh sour cherries from the summer. Now, you do have to pit them, which is kind of a pain. So something you might have to do ahead of time. And if you're super lazy, which it's not even that you're super lazy, it's just you don't have time, you can pick up the sour cherries that are frozen. Couple of cups of the fresh pitted sour cherries, lime juice, tangerine juice, a little bit of sugar, and two bottles of champagne. You've got to use Brut champagne. And basically, you puree the cherries, run them through a sieve, and then you stir in the sugar, and you simmer it a little bit. So you kind of make this nice syrup, let it cool, and then you put that in a large pitcher and combine all the juices in there and then slowly pour the champagne in. And then you can serve those up in champagne flutes or nice glasses. So just a fun idea. Some different stuff for you there. And I think I'm going to post that sour cherry Bellini recipe on my blog because that one has great appeal. You know, that's a drink that moms like. Well, maybe it's just because I'm a mom. I like that drink. I'm sure lots of other people do. But that's the one that if you want to do something for Sunday brunch or maybe something a little bit more elegant or have a fun toast, you have a graduation or something, that's a nice thing to do, the sour cherry Bellini. I just really like that. Okay, we've been kind of talking about booze a lot here. I love talking about cocktails because you can get fun and fancy with them. And it's really a lot of fun and so many great celebrations coming up this summer. And if you need some of those ideas, those are just a few fun ones that I thought were a little different with a twist. And I certainly want to connect you to all of those posts and things. And I'll throw that stuff up on the Dish with Nancy Newcomer Facebook page. And you can always find links to things at nancynewcomer.com because I want to make sure that you have access to all of that, okay? And I always appreciate you hanging out with me. It's The Dish with Nancy Newcomer, and I hope that you share the show with your friends, especially if you have some people who like to mix up the drinks, okay? This is our fun and festive show, so share it with your friends that are into that. And I hope you picked up a couple ideas. Sometimes it's kind of overwhelming to hear all these ingredients and recipes and all of that, but you don't have to remember anything. You can just pop over to the blog, okay? I want to say thanks to our friends at Go Cleanse for bringing us the show. Go Cleanse is a great program. You can move forward with your health, take off a few pounds, or just cleanse your body and get rid of the toxins. The Go Cleanse coaches can help you out. 805-500-4644, 805-500-4644, or go to nancynewcomer.com. I've got the link for you there for Go Cleanse. Thanks to our friends who are helping us with the show. Dylan, my producer, our friends at Empower Radio, and also Stitcher Radio, iHeart Radio. Subscribe at iTunes and share the show with your friends. We really appreciate it. See you next time. Bye-bye.